Hi, Mark Yegi. Welcome back to the channel. So yesterday I woke up and I went into X.com, which is formerly Twitter, I saw this post from a guy, HODL Be Thy Name, which is an interesting handle. HODL meaning hold on for dear life, and that's usually Bitcoin. Here's what he says. He says, "Today a friend who I told to buy Bitcoin at 3,000 was like, 'You still do Bitcoin?' I said, 'Yeah.' He goes, 'You should have sold it at 60,000. I said, "You should have bought it at 3,000. He goes, "Guess it's too late now." I said, "Nah, it's going to $1 million." He chuckled. That's it. That's the story. So I find that to be such a funny anecdote about the way people think about Bitcoin, because most people think Bitcoin is like a scam or they don't understand it. Let me just tell you two things. When you compare Bitcoin to the dollar, the dollar we know is devaluing. It's not improving in value. It's always devaluing. That's why there's always inflation, because they're always printing more of it from nothing. Bitcoin has a finite number of 21 million. So it's scarce. When something's scarce, it creates value for itself, right? If there's only one golden egg from Fabergé, that's why it's worth so much money, right? If there were a billion of them, they wouldn't be worth much. If you could just create them for nothing, they wouldn't be worth much. Bitcoin is that scarce valued item that you can't create out of nothing. There's only going to be 21 million of them. The dollar continues to devalue. They continue to print more and more dollars. It's continuing to increase in inflation. I don't care what the government says. I can tell you at the store, things are more expensive. And when I look at the charts going back 20, 30, 40 years, we see how much devaluation there is in the dollar. So this is just a quick post, just because I thought the story was funny. But if you're interested in preserving your value in something, you need to have hard assets. Hard assets hold their value against currencies, against other things that are inflated away, right? Most cryptocurrencies, not Bitcoin, don't have a finite supply. And so when you have a finite supply, you create scarcity if there's enough demand for it. And right now, there's nobody selling, and there's a lot of demand for something that's a hard asset. So there's a hard asset in Bitcoin, or a hard asset in real estate, or a hard asset in gold. Hard assets will hold their value over time because the value at which it's being compared, or to which it's being compared, I should say, is declining. So if the dollar is worth less, then there will be more dollars you need to buy more Bitcoin, more dollars you'll need to buy more gold, more dollars you'll need to buy more real estate. I hope that makes sense. See you on the next edition.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yegi. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.